Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Matt Peterson's here. Matt's a new friend. He's the president and CEO of eFire Cabinet, a company that provides cloud services to small business owners just like you, and he's here to talk to us about that very issue and how you and I can become more efficient and more productive and spend less money. And he's our new friend, Matt Peterson. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. As you and I were talking off the air, and as my audience will, as they know, you know, I started doing my show in 97 and immediately started, one of the things we talked about was application service providers, ASPs. And then over the years, all of that has morphed into what we today call the cloud. And, but interestingly, most cloud offerings, most cloud services don't even, cloud isn't even really in the description. It's just the way it's delivered, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And a quick definition of the cloud for most people, because they hear that and they think, well, what exactly does the cloud mean? And essentially, it's software, application, and experience that's delivered via a browser, essentially. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing magical about it. Instead of it being on your local machine, your local laptop, your local area network there, your network in your office, it's sitting on a server in a data center someplace, and that experience is delivered when you log in through a browser, and then you have that software that allows you to do certain functions. So, yeah, it's the cloud is you know, that's the sexy term right now, if you will, Jim, but we're all on the cloud right now, whether we realize it or not, in one way or another.
Well, that's the thing that's interesting about a lot of folks, especially small business owners, who have never, if you said to them, have you ever used the cloud, they would, many of them would say no. And if you said, have you ever purchased anything that was cloud-based, they might say no. And in both cases, 9 times out of 10, they'd be wrong.
That's right. You know, any one of us, if we buy anything over Amazon, or if we're using Google or Google Docs, or if we're using online banking, all of those services, all of that experience that has a definite purpose, it's delivered via a cloud provider, and it's over the browser. And so, and even on our handheld devices, if we're using our tablets or our mobile devices, those are all cloud experiences as well.
Yeah, folks, if you've got a smartphone or a tablet, and you're using it close to what you would, how you would use a laptop, for example, with a hard drive, but you know that your handheld devices don't really have a hard drive, not like your computer does. Where do you think all those programs are? Where do you think all that processing power is? Where do you think all those files reside? They're not on your, you know, most of them aren't on your devices, are they?
No, that's correct. That's exactly right.
Because when you log in with a password, that's putting you through a firewall where your information lies, and it's not on your device, right?
That's right. I mean, look at some of the very popular apps out there, and there's thousands of them. But, you know, if people are using Google Maps or something of that nature, right? Mm-hmm. That's a cloud-based app, and you're trying to find information. Some of the more popular consumer-based ones like Yelp. If I want to go find, if I'm traveling, I want to find a local restaurant that's got good reviews.
Right.
That's a real popular and emerging. And Facebook and all these others, and Twitter. I mean, those are all, you're storing information, you're posting information in the cloud, quote-unquote. And again, everybody's using them. They just don't consider it a cloud-based app when you hear the word cloud.
Well, just like one of the things I talk about on the show quite a bit, Matt, is small business owners becoming publishers. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you publish something and put it on your fan page, your company's fan page, you write it, you publish an article, you do a 90-second video and post it on your on your company fan page for your customers to use, you're publishing in the cloud, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. And it's that cloud-based technology that allows it for you to do that, right? I mean, if I were just to publish that locally on a machine and share that via email, well, that doesn't work too well. And so I can put it in a central spot where other people can see it. They can log in and see it. So the cloud is so prevalent in our lives, we just don't realize it. And like we were talking off air, Jim, I think that over time that the word cloud will kind of go away. It'll just be, yeah, here's the application. This is how we get it. This is how it serves
you
up.
You just show up and go to work, and and you'll be seamless. I'm not sure how long it'll take for us to be completely cloud-based, and I'm not even sure that's a great idea. But I don't think we'll. I think it'll be harder to distinguish those two. Another thing that we haven't talked about that I think we should this segment, and that is that all the things we're talking about make a small business much more competitive, much more versatile, much more capable than they would have been without that. Especially when you consider the cost involved in owning and hosting the power that you can get in the cloud.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, in our particular case with eFile Cabinet, where we make paperless software, in other words, it's document management, it's file management, and all the information and the data and the files that you use for a small business owner to run your organization. So to give you an example, in most organizations, most small businesses, the information is distributed across three different locations. Every business has paper files that come from the mail, through fax, whatever. Somebody drops something off at your small business. Also, everybody's got electronic files. You know, those files like Excel, Word, PDF, JPEGs, whatever you've got. And then that third component, which is mainly a forgotten component, but very, very critical component of business, is email. Mm-hmm. So in most organizations, Jim, those three sets of information for a small business are sitting in three different locations.
Yep.
Papers in the file cabinet, sitting in a box. The electronic files are
on the hard drive.
Your network drive.
That's exactly what I do. I mean, I've got files right now that I'm working with that, for whatever reason, I forgot to save the file off when I opened it up out of email from someone else. I forgot to save it onto my hard drive, and so I've got to go back in the email and get it. You're right. You're exactly right. They're in multiple places. When we come back, Matt's got another way of doing this, and he's going to introduce us to a way of consolidating our storage of files and maybe offer more efficiency for all of us. Matt Peterson is the president and CEO of eFile Cabinet. Put a .com on the end of that, and that's his website. We'll be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.